JCPenney dumps its CEO.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Delta Airlines, featuring their new, more personalized Delta.com. You can see what's new at Delta.com. Delta, keep climbing.
JCPenney CEO Ron Johnson has been given the boot after just 17 months on the job. From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And Johnson's full-scale overhaul of the department store has been disastrous for sales, but that is not to say that all of his ideas were bad. Here's Marketplace's David Weinberg.
When Ron Johnson took control of JCPenney, it was in decline. So Johnson came up with a 3-year plan to turn things around. Step one, solve the problem of the deep discount. JCPenney customers had come to expect big markdowns. Analysts said that wasn't sustainable. So Johnson introduced the Square Deal, low prices all the time and a new logo. Deborah Kay is a retail analyst. She says the plan wasn't innovative enough, though.
Can you think of a symbol more antiquated?
The Square Deal didn't convince JCPenney's loyal customers to stick around after the sales stopped. Another effort to attract younger customers was the Martha Stewart pop-up store.
I think ideas of pop-up stores are very good for any store, actually, because it's a way of bringing news in.
But the news wasn't good. It sparked a costly legal battle with Macy's, which had signed an exclusive deal with Martha Stewart. Even though Johnson addressed many of the problems facing JCPenney, his solutions didn't attract new customers. Retail consultant Bert Flickinger says it may have been a case of too much too fast.
Consumers got confused, confirmed by a 25% decline in same-store sales, which is unprecedented in U.S. retail today.
With Johnson's departure, the board of JCPenney has decided not to see whether the rest of the 3-year plan will pay off. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.